You are listening to the podcast of Lancaster Covenant Church. We seek to worship God, tell others about Jesus Christ, nurture new believers, and grow together in the knowledge and love of our Savior.
Good morning. We'll try it again. Happy Father's Day to all the fathers. It's good to be back. How's the computer coming, Lisa? It's being a little bit funny this morning.
Dan, is Joanna white or black?
Well, please stand and join us as we begin singing together. We're going to wait for words. Everybody remembered it was Father's Day today, right? I hope so. Josh, you're smiling. Did you remember? You didn't. Oh, yeah. Even when your dad made you coffee cake. That's right. Is this going to be a little bit, Lisa, you think?
Could do announcements.
It's slowly coming? Okay. Well, how about if you all sit down, and I'm going to do announcements. We'll give it a chance. Then we're going to sing. Perfect. So if you turn to your bulletins today, this week, as you know, is Heritage Day. So next weekend, on Sunday, we're not meeting here. We're meeting at the gazebo, and it'll be at 10:30 for a worship service. We are blessed with having Angela's sister, Jennifer, and Josh will be here, and they'll be speaking. That's still on board, Angela? Good. So they'll be speaking at the service after the service, which is at 10:30 at the gazebo, right? Remember that? And then we go over to Lutheran Church for a potluck meal, so bring something with you if you're able to, and if you're not able to bring something, just come anyway and just enjoy our time of fellowship together and so it'll be really fun. Also, there is the fun run, the Wilson Run, I think it's called, isn't it? Jerry Wilson Run. What time is that again on Saturday? Registration's at 8 on Saturday, and that'll be at the gazebo as well. Okay. Also on Saturday morning, there is a breakfast here, a pancake breakfast. And if you'd like to help with that, please let Julie know. We'll be having pancakes and sausage and juice and coffee. And that's at 7 o'clock. So you can come, eat, go to the run. Don't throw it up from running too much. So you can always come back after the run and eat again, right? We'll be here till what time? 9:30. Okay, 9:30. There's a lot of other stuff going on. So just check uptown. There's a poster. I don't know if there's one here, but I know there's one uptown. You can check on everything else that is going on. Also, VBS dates, as you'll see in your bulletin, VBS is set for August 20th through the 22nd, and that is going to be at Galilee Bible Camp in Lake Brunson. So talk to Shannon Finney if you are able to help out with that as well. Also, this Saturday, I forgot to mention, there's a baby shower for Kara Kukowski. That is Arlene and Daniel Johnson's granddaughter. For those of you that maybe don't know Kara, she is expecting a little girl, and we're having a shower here for her on Saturday at 2 o'clock in the fellowship hall. So please come for that as well and support Kara in that. And if you'd like to help, again, contact Shannon Finney. Anything else that you can think of for announcements? Papa Ridge is playing at the nursing home Friday. I always got to make sure I let Bruce know. Because if he doesn't come, nobody comes. Yes, Betty. Okay, the Discovery Bible Study is in the evening at 7 o'clock. Let's see, where is that? Oh, yeah, it has at 7 a.m., and it's on Thursday, right? Yep, at 7 p.m. Thursday, and that's right here at the church. Okay, any other announcements this morning? Julie.
Everyone should have received a letter in the mail this week, and I hope that you took time to read it and to really pray about where God is leading you. The importance of bringing up our children and youth, and so looking at helping with VBS, whether it's praying for the whole thing or
Okay. Absolutely. So make sure you read your letter that you got, check it over, and pray about it, and let us know how you can help out. Everyone can help out in some way. And if you can't teach, at least let us know that you have read the letter and that you can help out with prayer or in serving in some way. So. That's right, yeah. Yeah, that was by Jill Briscoe. She made that comment. And if you know Jill and her husband, Stuart, they've had an incredible ministry. They are in their early 80s and still traveling, still serving, and they believe as long as you are on this earth, you have work to do. Amen. So thank you. Anything else? Okay, then we're going to sing. Now you can stand again. Didn't know you were going to do exercises this morning before service. We're going to sing what we believe.
hug. Nice to have you back.
Oh, it's good to be home.
I hope you.
I'm so ready.
Yeah, but I hope you took a little time to rest.
Oh, yeah, I did.
This mic needs some serious adjustment. Okay. Our scripture is from Philippians 4, 11, let's see, where are we? 11 to 13. I am not saying this because I am in need, for I have learned to be content whatever the circumstances. I know what it is to be in need, and I know what it is to have plenty. I have learned the secret of being content in any and every situation, whether well-fed or hungry, whether living in plenty or in want. I can do everything through Him who gives me strength. Prayer requests.
Any prayer requests today? I've got the mic here, Julie.
Linda can help.
Hang on a sec. There we go.
Linda can help me out if I'm wrong about this, but Jack is having some severe back issues, and he's going for a shot, hopefully, on Tuesday.
On Tuesday, yeah.
To relieve the issues, Jack Thompson. And then also I just thank all of you for your prayers for Galen and I as we traveled and for my mom. Basically, her back is, of course, not changed, but we're looking at some hopeful solutions for the pain coming up, so if you could just keep praying for that to happen, that she could get some shots and different things that they're looking at, and also that her stress test and echogram that will be coming up also will go well. Thank you.
Hey, thank you. This thing isn't working, so now it is.
Now it's working.
Now it's working. Okay, how's that?
No, it's not on.
How about now? Now it's working.
Hello?
Oh. Yep.
Just please continue to pray for Rosie and her adoption process. And then also Jake, he's just been dealing with some headaches and some nausea. He dealt with it last summer, and now it seems to kind of be back. So.
Okay, thank you. Sorry, this thing just does not keep working.
And who was that was having the...
Jake.
Jake?
Jake's having some headaches, yeah.
Okay.
Let's try this again. It's not working.
I think we need a new mic.
I think we do. I'll repeat what they say.
just to be praying, Christine Foster's art show is now finished in Grand Forks, and I know that she's looking to be displaying it someplace else, so she's looking for different art museums or just different places. There's been some talk possibly of Walker or Minneapolis, so just to pray that the work that she started with this art show can continue and to touch lives.
Okay. Did you get that, Sue?
Her
it's
name.
Christine Foster's art. It'll be hopefully a traveling exhibit about healing from victims of abuse. And it's been in East Grand Forks. It's an amazing thing. She's an incredible artist. And she has Lisa's stuff there and also Kathy's, Bernstrom's, and several others. So. Anybody else have a prayer request? You'll probably just have to holler loud, Bob.
Oh, yeah.
The mic isn't working.
That's good.
Wonderful.
And then Ben Christopherson and his family.
Yeah.
And the granddaughter's first name?
Kindry.
Okay. Kindry, yeah. Thank you, Bob. Anybody else? Gordy.
Bring up the microphone this week.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
I don't know how bad it was, but there was fire. It's got to be bad.
Mm-hmm.
I understand nobody was.
Yeah, Mike and Molly had a house fire and we need to be praying for them. Any updates at all, Mike, Molly? No, they're right here, yeah.
No more till Tuesday.
No more Tuesday, okay. So if you need anything, please let us know.
Yeah,
we have awesome fire departments, let me tell you. It's incredible to watch these towns work together. And just so grateful for all that God has blessed us with. Okay, Hope.
So, 18-year-olds, we've all been there.
Yeah.
Where is he?
He lives with Von Pancratz, okay. And we're done, so. But I'd like to give praise to all the fathers today.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. Thank you, Hope. We'll be praying for Zoe and praising God for all the fathers.
Pray for every teenager on earth today.
Yeah. It's a tough world. We just sang about that in this broken generation.
Okay, let's go to the Lord in prayer.
Okay.
Dear Heavenly Father, we come before you once again, bringing our problems to you because we know you can help us with each and every one. Sometimes it's not physically answering what we want to have done, but at least you give us the strength to get through this, and we know we couldn't do it without you. We pray for Jack, who has been battling this back problem for some time now, and this week he's going to be having some injection that could help, and we just pray that this injection does help. It's hard to ask anybody to just sit around and let this back heal, but that's sometimes what you have to do, so we just pray that he has the patience to do that, and then that these injections will work and that he will be much, much more comfortable. We also pray for Marge, who deals with a back problem also, and we just pray that they're going to come up with a problem to help her. It's just miserable living with a back problem day in and day out. So we just pray that the doctors have the wisdom to maybe try something different, and that's going to give her some relief from the pain. We pray for Ryan and Jake. We pray for Rosie and this adoption process. I just can't believe anything can take so long and be such a trial for people waiting to love this child on this end. So we just pray that anything that could be done to speed this process up can be done. And we pray for Jake, who hasn't been feeling well, and we just pray that this is something that's going to be short-lived. Nobody wants to not feel well, and it's really hard when a child doesn't feel well. Sometimes they can't explain to us what's wrong, and so we just pray that whatever this bug is that they're dealing with, it's going to be gone quickly. And we pray for this foster art show, who has been in Grand Forks for some time now and wants to move to different territory to get this message out. And so we just pray that something will come along, a place where she can show this art and to help spread this message and to show the awful things with abuse for victims, that domestic and whatever. We pray for Ben, who has had his life literally turned upside down, and we just pray that he will gain strength and that he will get better mobility with time. And MS is just a wicked thing. It just rears its head, bang, and you just never know from day to day how things are going to be. One day you're doing better, and the next day you can't do a thing. And we just pray that maybe something new in the medical field can come along to help people that deal with this. And so we pray for that to happen, and we pray for his family. It's just devastating to have to watch a loved one deal with this, and it's just so much stress on a family. So we just pray that things would come along to help him feel better and function better and to give this family the strength that they're going to need to get through this day by day. We're thankful for Kendra, who's feeling better from this tick disease, and we're just thankful for antibiotics nowadays that can kick these things out, because they can really cause havoc to a body, these little ticks. We're so thankful that the Whitlock family are all okay. Having a fire of any kind is devastating, and that their whole house now is full of smoke, and nothing can be done till adjusters come. And so we just are very, very thankful that there was not more damage in their house. We're so very thankful that their family is okay and nobody was hurt. And bless these firemen who come at the drop of a hat and come and take care of a fire, and they're just so efficiently and just seem to know what to do to get this under control as quickly as possible to minimize damage. So we're very, very blessed and very fortunate to have this volunteer fire department that just works so well. And we pray for Zoe, who is looking for work during the summer. Now there should be a few more jobs available. Sometimes they just are a little picky about what they want to do, and so sometimes we need to take a good look at stuff so they can find a job if they just aren't too fussy about what they do. So we just pray that something will come along for him that he would enjoy doing, and that to help him. It's hard to be independent when you don't have a job, so we just pray that something comes along for him. We have a lot of unspoken requests all the time, week from week, and people just don't say it. And Lord, you know what everybody is dealing with, what everybody is having to go through. And we just pray for all of these unspoken requests, that you answer them, Lord, and you give people the peace and the strength to get through each and every one of these problems. We love you so much, Lord, and we're so very thankful for everything. Thank you. In your precious name, amen.
Thank you, Sue. If we could have the ushers come forward for the offering this morning, and praise team, would you come up? Let's pray. Lord, we thank you. God, you are the great provider. We thank you, God, for being our Father. We pray that you'd guide us, Lord Jesus, and bless this offering. Lord, we pray that you bless the ministry of this church, Lord, that you would lead us, that you would encourage us. And Father, help us to be faithful. We pray that you'd guide us, Lord, with what you've entrusted to us. And we just thank you for your many blessings. We pray this all in your name, Jesus. Amen. Please sing with us as we continue.
Amen.
deep the Father's love. Song, Good, Good Father. I'll start.
Oh, I've heard a thousand stories of what they think you're like, but I've heard the tender whisper of dead of night, and you tell me that you're pleased and that I'm never alone. You're a good, good father. It's who you are. It's who you are. It's who you are. And I'm loved by you. looking for answers. Only you provide, 'cause you call me. What we need before we say a word, you're a good, good Father. It's who you are, it's who you are, it's who you are, and I'm loved by you. It's who I am, it's who I am, it's who I am, because you are perfect in all of your ways. You are perfect in all of your ways. You are perfect in all of your ways to us. You are perfect in all of your ways. You are perfect in all of your ways. You are perfect in all of your ways to us.
Oh, it's love so undeniable, I can hardly speak. Peace so unexplainable, I can hardly think, 'cause you call me deeper still as you call me, deeper still as you call.
Father's Day, and thank you, Lord, most of all, that you cared so much about us, that instead of having to offer sacrifices for our sins, you sent Jesus to be that ultimate and one and only sacrifice for all of us. We thank you and praise you for that. Lord, I pray too that we would just speak to you, that we would build that relationship that you desire to have with us, to talk to you, to listen to you, to just long to spend time in your word and to worship. God, help us to begin to close out electronics and things that are distracting, to think about how much time we spend doing things like that, and to decide to do more with you. God, I pray for your blessing upon the rest of this service. Open our ears, help our hearts and minds to just listen and hear what you have to say. Amen.
Amen. Please be seated. Well, if I could have the kids come up, I'm going to attempt a children's sermon. And it's not just for children. But kids, you want to come up? If not, I'm going to call all the adults. So just stand in front of that table there. If you don't come up, you don't get a sucker. How's that sound? Yeah, now they're coming. See, that's what it took. Oh, yeah. I'm not above or below bribing. Awesome. Okay. Now I want you guys to just stand right here. Now turn around, because I'm going to bring something out. Oh, yeah. Look at this. What do you think this stuff is, huh?
Powder.
What do you think it is?
Powder.
Powder?
Milk.
Milk?
Eggs.
Eggs. Salt and pepper.
Oil.
Cooking oil. Very good. Alice, you've done this before. Sugar? Doesn't surprise me. You probably change oil in your car, in mom and dad's car, too. Baking powder? You don't? I'll have to talk to your dad about that. Okay, here we are. You guys know what waffles are?
Yeah.
Do you? Well, these are the ingredients to make waffles. Did you know that?
Mm-hmm.
What do we have here? What's this? This is flour. I even measured it out. This is
milk.
Milk. Does anyone want to try the milk? Anybody want to try the milk?
No.
No? Do you think the milk would taste like a waffle?
No.
No? Okay, how about the flour? Anyone want to try the flour? No? Do you think that would taste like a waffle?
No.
No? How about baking powder? Anybody want to try that?
No.
You bunch of chickens? You want to try it? No? Would this taste like a waffle?
No.
No? No? How about some salt? Anyone want some salt?
No.
No? You'll do it? Okay. Finally. Does it taste like a waffle?
No.
No? No? I'm going to be in big trouble with all your moms and dads. Except for Jordan, she's right here. She's encouraging it. Can you put it in your mouth? Yeah? Does it taste like a waffle?
No.
Have you guys had waffles before?
Yes.
Yes? Okay. What's this one?
Pepper.
Okay, anyone want to try pepper? Now I'm getting some brave ones. We may have to go back to the flour. Oh, boy. We're going to have some sneezing going on.
Yes, I'm allergic to
pepper. You're allergic? Would someone call 911?
No.
Pepper? No? Does it taste like a waffle?
No.
No. Okay, what was this one?
Oil.
Cooking oil. Does anyone want to try cooking oil?
No.
No?
How would you even taste that?
Would it taste like a waffle?
No.
No? How about sugar? This is one of the ingredients. Oh. Look at that.
Lots of people like sugar.
I'm going to give you just a little bit. Because I don't want to get you too hyper. Uh-oh, I gave Alice too much.
I already am hyper.
Sorry, Joanna.
I'm already hyper.
I know that. How are we doing? Want to try some? Oh, boy. Isn't it surprising how everybody wants sugar? Does it taste like a waffle?
No.
No?
It tastes like sugar.
Yeah, there we go. Look at this. We'll give you just a little bit there. Doesn't taste like a waffle yet, huh? No waffles?
Mm-mm.
No? Okay. Anyone want to... How about the eggs? We haven't done that yet. Oh, boy. Now what do I do? Let's put it in with the oil. What's this?
A mixer.
A mixer? Look at this. Anyone want to try the eggs?
Yeah.
Do we? Do we?
No.
No. Now, when you look at these slimy little things, anybody want to try the eggs? No, no brave takers? Okay, would it taste like a waffle?
No.
So how do you make this? All, this is all the stuff that makes a waffle. How do you make it?
You have to mix it together.
You mix it together. Okay, should we do that?
And
oh, boy.
Powder.
Yeah, that is. Maybe I measured wrong. I don't know. Milk. Sugar. This is what Julie does when she measures sugar.
It smells good.
This is called a bit.
That smells good, actually.
This is called a pinch.
Pinch? Yeah. That does not look like a pinch.
Doesn't it?
Nope.
Maybe my pinch is different than your mom's. Salt. How's that? And pepper. And let's get the oil in there, too, even though we have eggshells in it. There we go. Okay, now we mix it up, right? Like this. Isn't this cool?
It's still going to be that. It's going to be batter for them.
This is waffles.
I know, but it's still going to be powder.
But this is waffles, right?
No, it isn't yet.
When is it waffles?
You have to put it in.
You got to bake it too? Come on, really? Look at that. That looks like waffles.
Nope.
Anyone want to try this?
That looks like batter.
No. Is it, what's batter?
Batter is what that thing is.
It's still not a waffle yet, is it?
Yeah, no.
I better go get one. We're almost done, trust me. Oh, yeah. Does anyone know what this is? A waffle iron. So it's got to be put, you got to plug this in, right?
It almost looked like that was in the cup.
And how do you know when to put the batter in? Is there a light that comes on? What color would it be? Green. Very good. Sometimes I don't always know that. And then you pour this batter in there, right? And then you put heat to it. Do you think that would be pretty comfortable for the batter?
Yeah.
You do? Really?
Yeah.
Wouldn't it be hot? Oh, that's the way you do it. That's right. And what is that?
A waffle.
That's a waffle, right?
Waffle.
You think this tastes like this?
No.
How come?
Because
it's it's not done yet, right? Yeah. Anyone want to try a piece of waffle? You do?
Yeah.
You have to excuse my fingers.
I already have breakfast, though.
Did you? Okay. Let's all try a piece of waffle. Would you like a waffle? Piece of waffle? Here you go. Look at that. Everybody wants a piece of waffle, but nobody wanted the oil or the eggs. Would you like one, Simon? No, he's still brave. Not brave. Don't trust me. No, I wouldn't either. Anybody else? No? It's probably not gluten-free. I never thought of that. So isn't that crazy? You take all this stuff and you put that in, and it makes this wonderful batter, right?
Mm-hmm.
But it still wouldn't taste good, would it? Not until you put the fire to it. In other words, you make it hot. Does everybody know how to make waffles now? So you're going to go home and make that for your dad for Father's Day?
We already have some in our fridge.
You have some in your fridge? Where are they? I should come out and visit. I love waffles. Oh, my gosh, Alice says. Wow, Lukey's got. You got fish in your river?
Catfish.
You're going to hear the rest of the story in the sermon, so you're going to have to listen really closely as to why following the ingredients is so important. So you guys can have a sucker, and then you can go back and sit down, and hopefully nobody got sick from all the sugar that I gave you and the more sugar that I'm giving you. You don't get sick from sugar? No. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
A handful is when I get sick.
Oh, really? Oh, wow. So now you guys know how to make waffles, right? We're going to get to why we just did what we did here in a little bit in the message, but as you know, we have been looking through a series on joy, right? Choosing joy, Again, before we started that, though, my hands are really sticky. Before we started that, though, we talked a little bit about losing joy and how the things that can rob the joy right from us. And as I was traveling this week, or the last 2 weeks, Julie and I, as you know, made a quick trip to Mesa, a quick 60-hour trip to Mesa, 30 down, 30 back. But it was such a good time. I had left all my sermon stuff on the table at home, so I had nothing to prepare while I was gone, which I think was a God thing, because it made us go to a Christian bookstore, and after a delightful shopping trip through the... I'm dangerous in a Christian bookstore. But I had this really good book, and I think I'm going to use it for a lot of ideas that I've been thinking about the things that we struggle that actually steal our joy from us. And what was really crazy is I was contemplating on, okay, do I introduce that now? Do I talk about what the next series is going to be? And Jordan Vig finished a Jesus, what's that called? It's a daily devotional. The exact same book that I just finished. Just incredible. So that, Jordan, you didn't know that was a confirmation, but it was an absolute confirmation. I saw when that was posted that you finished that devotion. And we're going to be going into that. We're going to be talking a little bit about worship too coming up and what it means to really enter into worship. Because I think even as we sing like Good, Good Father, in Abba, I Belong to You, how deep the Father's love for us, all those songs are just so intense. I got a beautiful text message this morning. I got to church early and I was sitting here. All of a sudden I had a text message from my daughter telling me way more nicer things than I deserve about myself. And I started to cry and I sent her a text back. I said, thanks a lot. I'm in tears. And I think that's the kind of relationship. I think God waits for us to communicate that kind of love that I felt this morning, but in such a deeper way. And he wants us to have joy. And a lot of times, like with the ingredients that we put in to make waffles, so many times we have a tendency to leave out a couple of ingredients, the things that maybe don't taste so good. Things that are a little bit harder to swallow on their own. But when they're all put together, God wants us to be complete in him. And that's the focus on what we're going to talk about today. As you know, we looked at choosing joy. We talked about saying no to anxiousness in our life and worry. We talked about how to have joy and peace in a very broken world. You know, we sang about that this morning. And today we're going to look at living with joy and contentment in all circumstances. And how on earth can that be possible? And as I thought about finishing up this series today, I also thought of Father's Day. I thought, how can I even work that in, Lord? And he made it so clear to me as I was thinking about my parenting days, which come and go so fast. And I was thinking about that, and I thought, man, it's the time with your kids are so precious. And we have an amazing number of kids in this church, and we don't want to waste that. So when I think of VBS and I think of Sunday school this fall, I really would love to hit the ground running, where we just have the most amazing year ever of people volunteering, just standing in line to serve and to love on these kids. And I felt it fit well today to, as a father, as I'm sure you as a parent or just a mentor of kids, to pass on to our kids God's hope for us. He's entrusted those kids into our care, and he wants us to show them how they can live with joy and contentment in a very broken world, because we are living in a broken world. I don't know if you notice it, but it's getting more intense all the time. And the funny thing is that we live in a world today that's crying out for the one thing that they don't want. Isn't that something? They are crying out for the one thing that they really don't want. They just don't know it yet. There's one thing that the world is chasing after. It's two things. It's joy and contentment. They want to be happy. They want to have pleasure. They want to be happy all the time. They don't want conflict. They want comfortable. They want to be comfortable. They want to be contented. They think they know what brings them joy and happiness, but they really don't. When I speak of the world, of course, I'm speaking of those that who don't know Christ. In our world, I can very clearly, it's so obvious to me, is addicted to pleasure. What brings pleasure? What brings happiness? That's what they chase after. And the one thing that they want is joy and contentment, and yet they refuse to surrender to the secret, as Paul calls it, of what brings him complete contentment and joy at all times. This may be a little confusing, I know, as I talk about it, but please listen closely, and I just pray that you hear what God is trying to say this morning through my this broken vessel, from my words. Paul says he found a secret to having joy and contentment all the time, no matter what his life was going through. And we know Paul suffered, didn't he? When he said those words, that's a man that had been through prison. He had been beaten. He had been scourged. He had suffered greatly, and yet he found the secret, he said, to joy and contentment in all circumstances. You know, as a dad, I have been so guilty of wanting to protect my kids. I've wanted to protect my kids and my grandkids from any hardships. I have wanted joy and contentment in all circumstances, but I wanted it on my terms because I don't like to see them suffer in any way. So what is so bad about that? What's so bad about wanting your kids to be protected from hard times? What benefits do we get when we face trials? Scripture tells us there are benefits, doesn't he? Scripture tells us that there are benefits from the hardships that we go through. So what then should we want for our kids? Should we want them to always have everything they ever wanted? What scares me in that is we are living in a world that's been happening. So we got a whole bunch of kids in this next generation growing up. They don't want for anything. They're used to getting it. How about teaching our kids to persevere under trial? How about teaching them to never give up on what they've been taught about the truth of God's word? How about learning to have joy and contentment in all circumstances, even while facing persecution, when I think of Paul and Silas in prison and singing hymns, filled with joy, so much so that the people around them repented and they came to Christ? I've heard it said some of these things from older folks in my life as I thought back, and I just heard a couple of these the other day. Is I want my kids to have what I couldn't have. I've also heard it said that I don't want my kids to go through life having to scrape and work hard just to make ends meet. Here's another one. I don't want my kids to want for anything. And here's the fourth one that I heard just recently. It says, I want my kids to have a better life than I did growing up. How many of us have said those same things? What are we trying to save our kids from? You ever think about that? As you think about those statements, do you think that we shelter our kids too much? Do you agree that we are living in a world that worships comfort and contentment then? The world wants to want for nothing, or in other words, they want to have everything they want anytime they want it. In other words, they don't want to wait or want for anything. They want everything, and they want it now. That's the trap that I get caught into. Okay. As a dad, I confess to you this morning that I've failed many times. I've spoken too soon. I have spoken too late. I've been too easy on my kids at times, and I've been too harsh at times. I've said things that I wished I could rewind and take back. Put them back in my mouth. And I have prayed countless times for God to cover my back and to help me be a better dad. As I thought about all of that, I thought about this video that I have on the next slide. It's a cute video from Skit Guys. And sometimes when I preach, I worry that I get maybe too serious and you go away just feeling all beat up. But I want you to think about, I want to encourage you, but also to bring you just words of encouragement for being hopeful that God has got this in your life, and we just need to look to him and trust him. But these are things, as a dad, that you should never say. So listen closely. It's just a couple minutes.
Life is always fair. I really enjoy repeating myself over and over again. I just love when the kids talk back to me. I don't care if you get a job this summer. I don't care if you get detention. I can't open this jar. See if mom can open it. Just take your time in there, okay? No means maybe.
Hey, why don't you bring that ball inside and play with it?
Hey, don't put that back where you found it. Just leave it on the floor.
You bacon.
If you put a dent in the car, it's really no big deal.
It's 10 a.m. Go back to bed.
Look, whatever your friends are doing, just do the exact same thing.
I got more than enough sleep last night.
If your friends are okay with it, then I'm okay with it.
Stop signs are just a suggestion. You don't need a chaperone. You don't need a seatbelt. You don't need a savings account. You should buy the jeans with the holes in them.
Hey, we're all going to go to church, but you can just sleep in, okay? Can we please just hang out in here for another 10 minutes?
Hey, can we get some more bickering back there?
All right, bills!
Yay, traffic!
Woo-hoo. Taxes!
Yes!
Laundry!
Hey, can you kids come in here and jump on my bed?
Quick, go tell mom what happened right away.
You don't need to finish your dinner.
Hey, look at your phone when I'm talking to you. I wish I had a smaller TV.
We got you that phone for a reason. Texting boys.
All right, everyone, listen up. Mom and I are going out of town this weekend, so please, mess up the whole house while we're gone. Please throw a few parties while we're gone. Please forget about the dog entirely while we're gone. Hey, when you're finished pouring that, can you just leave it out on the counter all day? Thanks.
Hey, what are you doing?
I'm gonna bungee jump out of this tree.
That's a really good idea.
I promise you I never said any of those things. Pretty much just the opposite, huh? Those are things that you would not say as a good father, right? But praise God, we are given amazing words from Scripture, instruction from our God, our Father. And what is God, our Father's desire for us as his children? What does he tell us? He wants us to grow up. He wants us to be mature. He wants us basically to want for nothing, but in his way. You see, the world wants that, but they want to do it their way. They don't understand that God really wants the very best for them. I'd like to look at Philippians 4, 11, the second half of 11 again, and just look at what Sue had read earlier. But Paul says this, and this part has always amazed me because I haven't reached this yet at all. For I have learned to be content in whatever the circumstances. I know what it is to be in need, and I know what it is to have plenty. I have learned the secret of being content in any and every situation. That's a bold statement. Whether well-fed or hungry, whether living in plenty or in want. And Paul says, this is a really bold statement. I can do everything through him who gives me strength. You realize Paul takes no credit. It's all because of Christ. This is from a man who was beaten and scourged, thrown in prison, shipwrecked, persecuted in so many ways for his faith. So as we close out this series on choosing joy, I just want to look at what James has to say. James 1, this is the brother of Jesus, he says, consider it pure joy, my brothers, whenever you face trials of many kinds. What are you saying, James? He says, because you know that the testing of your faith develops perseverance. And perseverance must finish its work so that you may be mature and complete and not lacking anything. If any of you lacks wisdom, he should ask God who gives generously to all, without finding fault, and it will be given to him. But when he asks, he must believe and not doubt, because he who doubts is like a wave of the sea, blown and tossed by the wind. That man should not think he will receive anything from the Lord. He's a double-minded man and unstable in all he does. You hear the words of complete surrender in those verses. And let's continue on just in verse 12, what James says. He says, blessed is the man who perseveres under trial, because when he stood the test, he will receive the crown of life that God has promised to those who love him. This kind of teaching is not always spoke about. In some ministries and some churches, we hear a lot about God's love, and we hear about joy and peace, contentment that we are to have as Christians, and that's where it ends. In other words, you don't hear too much about persecution or standing firm in all of God's word, or what it means to live a godly life of contentment. And that to have that life of contentment, it's going to mean trials. It doesn't say when they come, it says when they come. It says you will face persecution and you will face hardships. So what good would we be doing for our kids if we just protected them from all that and prepared them for none of that? Well, let me say this kind of biblical teaching is incomplete and it's lacking, big time. It would be like wanting the end result of something. It would be like wanting the waffle without putting all the ingredients in. It would be like putting all that batter in a bowl and expecting it to taste like a waffle that's been put at the foot of the fire. That's been warmed and heated and prepared. So many people want the end result, but they don't want to walk the journey. They don't want to put all the ingredients in. They want to leave the things that maybe don't taste so good out. Like raw eggs. Baking powder. They just want to eat. Remember, the end result is good, God says. He has a great promise for us as his children. So why do you think God has us go through hard times? Why do we face trials and persecution? Why should we consider pure joy whenever we face trials of many kinds? James says, it's because of the end result, right? It's because of the waffle. Because of eternity. It's for what God has in store for us. So as dads today, how should we be training up our children? Is it wise spare our kids from all discomfort and hard times? If we did, we would be leaving out some of the key ingredients, what you think? The key ingredients that would make their end result good. Not only just good, but very good, Scripture says. With an eternal perspective for our kids in mind, wouldn't we want, as James writes, for our kids to be mature and complete, not lacking one single thing? I know this might be a little morbid to think, but on the day that you die, and I do face it a lot because I do sit with people a lot in their end, you know what I hear more than any of them? And I, as I thought about that, as I was preparing the sermon, I thought, you know, the one thing that I hear most is the concern for their family. What they want for their kids. They want them to know what they know. They want them to be mature, complete, not lacking one single thing. Shouldn't that be our goal as dads here today? Absolutely. Isn't that what our Heavenly Father, our Heavenly Dad, wants for us? And I'll be honest with you, I don't want to suffer like Job did. When I think of Job's life, I don't want that. I'm allergic to pain. I don't like fire. I don't like persecution. But James said this with his beautiful mind that I admire so much. He said, very clearly, he said, the Lord gives and the Lord takes away. You know what his next words were? But blessed be the name of the Lord. That's the kind of life we should live. And that's what we need to pass on to our kids. Would you pray with me? Father in heaven, we are so grateful for all that you provide. You are an amazing Father. I pray, Lord, that each one of us here today every single one of us, Lord, that is your child, that they would have spend time with you today telling you how much you mean to them, how much you love them, and how much they appreciate just you being God, our good Father. We are so grateful. I wish for one moment, Lord, even for just a few seconds, that we could understand just how amazing being able to say that is. Because we don't understand fully what we're being saved from, we just know we're being saved. And Father, you do care for us, and you will bring us through places and hard times where we don't want to be. And yet you do that to mold us, because it's a key ingredient for some reason in our lives to make us complete, to make us mature and not like in one single thing. God, help us understand what it means to live with joy and contentment in every circumstance. We just thank you for all that you provide. We pray this now in your name, Jesus. Amen. Would you please stand and join me as we sing together our final hymn, number 23, Joyful, Joyful, We Adore Thee. Hymn number 23.
Thanks for listening to the Lancaster Covenant Church podcast. For more information on gathering times and the Lancaster Covenant Church community, please visit our website at lancastercovenant.com.